From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman reports for Columbia Green Media that the ongoing construction at Greenville schools will stop soon because of the cold weather and resume in the spring. Currently, work is ongoing on the $9.5 million construction project with classroom renovations and improvements on athletic fields. Greenville Central School Superintendent Tammy Sutherland said, and I quote, "Ground has been broken. They are back there right now working on it. We're very excited that the project has already started because we've lost the summer," end quote. Improvements include renovating the science rooms and modernizing the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. The district is spending money on tennis courts and a running track to save transportation costs on home matches. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Joseph Spector reports for the Poughkeepsie Journal that incumbent Republican John Faso and Democrat Antonio Delgado held their first of four debates Friday, October 19th. The debate, from the WMHT television studio in East Greenbush, opened with Faso drawing contrast. He said, and I quote, "It's a choice between two candidates. One believes in the role of government and would expand the role of government versus a candidate who trusts the private sector, the free enterprise system, and recognizes there's a role for government, but not an overwhelming, dominating role," end quote. Delgado answered back, and I quote, "What we need are fresh faces, fresh voices, with diverse backgrounds, who understand the value of opportunity, who understand the value of public school education," end quote. Their backgrounds in Schenectady, Delgado, and Long Island, Faso, were discussed, as well as Delgado's recent move to Rhinebeck and Faso's longer stay in Tenderhook. The focus of the race in the National Republican Group's ad that are running in favor of Faso were discussed too. Delgado said, and I quote, "I think the ads are deeply unfortunate, and they speak to a climate right now that is divisive and ugly, and we can do better," end quote. Faso did back off some from the message of the ads. Faso said, and I quote, "I do regret the notion that somehow these ads were mine, because they are not. And I'll tell you this, I reject the support of anyone who would vote for me because of Mr. Delgado's race," end quote. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that there was little opposition to the Albany-Hudson Electric Trail last week in Kinderhook. The village held a public hearing last week about buying a parcel of land from the Samascott Farm for the trail. The trail project is scheduled to be complete in 2020 from the city of Rensselaer to Greenport, mostly along National Grid right-of-way. The state is paying for the $35 to $45 million cost for the entire trail construction. In Kinderhook, the state will pay about $12,000 in fees for the 0.48-acre parcel and the lawyer's fees for the sale, but then the village owns the trail land. There is still environmental work to be completed before the village can vote on the sale. Kinderhook Village Mayor Jim Dunham said, and I quote, "We probably can do it at our November meeting," end quote. Kinderhook would pay about $1,200 annually for maintenance under the plan. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Democrat Antonio Delgado announced on Twitter October 20th that former Vice President Joe Biden will be in Kingston for a Get Out the Vote rally with Delgado at 11:30 a.m. Friday, October 26th. And the same day, October 20th, the New York Times endorsed Delgado over Faso in the 19th Congressional District election November 6th. And on Monday, October 20th, the latest Spectrum News Siena College 19th Congressional District poll will be released. It has been over a month since a major poll of the district has been made public. Siena College's last poll from early September showed Faso up 5 points over Delgado. The new poll will be out at 7 a.m. October 22nd. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.